The next patient is Sally Jackson. The last name is J-A-C-K-S-O-N. First name, Sally, S-A-L-L-I-E. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old African-American female that is following the practice after she underwent a knee replacement followed by acute kidney injury, most likely related to hypotension. The patient had a significant fluid retention. She was anemic, and the serum creatinine increased to 2 milligrams per deciliter. The estimated EFR was 25 mL per minute, and the patient had some proteinuria. At that point, there was evidence of anemia. This time, the patient comes to the hospital, to the office, with the following numbers. The serum creatinine is 1.8. The BUN is 32. The estimated EFR is 27 mLs per minute. Potassium 4.6, the calcium is 10 CO225 chloride, 106. Sodium 141. That is some improvement in the kidney function. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 449 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This patient is hyperfiltrating. The hemoglobin A1C has been elevated. And even though the hemoglobin has increased, the patient is with severe iron deficiency, period. We are going to hold the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor because we have to get a blood sugar control first. The patient has not been using the insulin as requested. Number two, diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 9.3%. The patient is not using the 2GO, 15 units at night, and I stress to the patient the need to control the blood sugar, and she's going to start using that right away. She's going to monitor the blood sugar, and we are going to bring her back in a short period of time. Following number, the patient has anemia. In the CBC, the hemoglobin is 9.6, much better compared to grams per cent in the last visit. The iron stores, the patient is severely iron deficient. The iron saturation is 6% and the serum iron is just 16. We are going to start giving her new iron, 150 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, constipation. We are going to increase the administration of fiber, give a combination of applesauce, oatmeal, and prune juice, which is home remedy that works, that in combination with the stool softener is going to help the patient. Following number, the patient had a history of fluid retention and congestive heart failure. She's hemodynamically stable at this time. There is no exacerbation of the coronary artery disease, period. Following number, the patient underwent right knee replacement. She's doing much better. Pain is gone, and he's walking with the help of a walker. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We spent 9 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.